But I knew it was happening because the kids from Maumee, the Necros, would come up. They would drive all the way up to 75 because they wanted to get their 7-inch back then played on the radio. And they kind of just showed up, and they were like incredibly young looking, because at that point they were probably just got their driver's licenses, and they came into the studio. They found their way up the stairs. They came to the studio, and they all had completely buzzed, you know, haircuts at the time, because they were part of the original hardcore scene that begat so many things after that. So they all came up to the studio and basically were like these intimidating little kids who basically were like demanding airplay. And in those days I had 2 turntables. There was no CD players, there was nothing. And some of their songs were like, you know, minute 3 or 26 seconds. And, you know, when the first hardcore thing came out, we were playing some of the bands from Detroit. It was like me flipping burgers, because I, you know, put a needle down, have to cue the song up while something is playing that's going to end in 26 seconds. And it was maniacal. If I had 3 turntables, it probably would have been easier, because then I could just fire it off the next one. But it almost took 2 people to operate that show. I'd heard a show in New York called Noise. The show was on WNYU, and this guy called Little Timmy Summer that used to do it, in fact, he's still a friend of mine today. And those guys, when they were doing the hardcore show in New York, they would just scream into the microphone. It was like they'd leave the microphone on, and then the next song would start. They'd be like, rah, 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 and they would just scream, and they were playing everything from the Necros to, you know, these hardcore bands that existed at the time. So when the Necros came by and brought their stuff in, I thought to myself, God, this is really weird. Like, bands from not even Detroit are coming by now. But in those days, I would just run into most of the bands in the scene, and I would grab their 7-inches, or I would go to Off the Record or Dearborn Music and pick it up. Those were my 2 main places of picking up music.